In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chipper here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Glad to chat with you as always, my friend. What part of yesterday's offensive ineptitude bothered you most?
The fourth and one call.
Yep.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And I think even I was listening to O'Connell driving out to an interview, and I heard his press conference today, and I think he's had some regret over that call. It's like, I know they weren't running the ball effectively, but asking Max Brosmer to make a play there on fourth and one, and first start everything, you know, going into that, it was just absurd. I don't understand that play call, and I think O'Connell wishes he had it back. But that play bothered me the most.
I'm with you 100%. I said earlier it was indefensible, really, by both. And more on O'Connell for putting the kid in the position, but also you can't. I mean,
can't do it.
I know it's his first game, but this isn't his first rodeo. Let's go with that. You can't just fling the ball up in the air. I don't know. Was he playing high lie there? I don't know what was going on. And we're going to get into this next segment because I want to talk a little Lane Kiffin. You know, and Kiffin, and if you do the same thing over and over again, you know, people aren't going to give you much latitude. Well, if KOC continues to throw and throw and throw, even when he has inexperienced quarterbacks, and even until Aaron Jones was injured again, when he has two viable running backs and he keeps throwing, then he's going to be more prone to criticism. And I thought he was sensitive to it yesterday, so it's good to hear he was a little more open-minded to it, because you nailed it. You just can't do that. Put Mason in the backfield, hand on the ball. If you don't get it, they're at what? The 5-yard line, 95 yards to go, and your defense is playing great football.
I would have taken, honestly, I know when you're at that close to the goal line, you hate kicking field goals. But as bad as their offense has been, I think they need any sign of life, any sign of positivity. I probably would have kicked the field goal and just said, we may have to win this thing 9-6 today, you know. I was listening to his press conference today, and he acknowledged the fact that he can't call games the way he wants to.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work with where they're at, with both the inexperienced quarterback, probably the injuries along the offensive line. We know he loves to push the ball to the downfield, and it didn't matter which quarterback's in there for him. That's who he is. But I don't know how much evidence or evidence you need to know that's not going to work, and you have to adjust and alter the way you call games. And so we'll see if that, you know, really happens going forward. But they're absolutely broken right now on offense. I mean, the last 2 weeks are as bad as it possibly can get. I mean, you keep saying it can't get worse. You know, this has to be rock bottom. When you don't score and you this kind of turnovers and you just look so – the last 2 weeks, Chad, it's looked hopeless on offense.
Yes, I agree.
And it's – I thought it affected the defense a little bit against Green Bay, not so much yesterday. I thought the defense really fought. But at some point, it demoralizes the whole team when you're playing like this at the quarterback position. It just does. It's human nature.
Well, on O'Connell saying that, I appreciate the transparency, but hello? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's in the summer. You know that. And this is the debate we've had a little bit. I've had this more with Collar, and our mutual good friend Seifert wrote an excellent ESPN story about this, like, I don't know, was it a month ago or so, where this idea that O'Connell was banking on, if I give McCarthy and Brosmer to a lesser degree, if I give them the full KO experience, every complication, every permutation, every speck of my playbook, they might have to grind through it for a while, but in the end, when we get to December and it matters, it's going to work. I don't agree with that. You have a very good defense. You thought you had a very good offensive line. You added Mason. You told us, I get it, I'm going to run. I'm not suggesting you're going to like 1940s football, but make it more simple and add stuff that way, as opposed to, here's the hose, I'm turning it on full, and I think you're going to feel like you're struggling for a while, but eventually you're going to figure it out. And that was a failure. That just didn't work at all.
Well, it was a total miscalculation, yeah. And I even go back to, was it the first series? It was third, and I don't know what it was, short or medium, and it caused a long developing pass play.
Mm-hmm.
And Brosmer gets,
yes,
back. And I was sitting there watching my son. I was like, why don't they throw a slant?
Yes.
To Jefferson?
Right.
Quicker.
Yes.
That's not this low developing play that when you have two linemen out at the time, you know, they lost Kelly too along the way, but this mindset of this system's going to work and we can just plug anybody, no matter who the quarterback is, it's going to work. And O'Connell work is magic. It's not that simple. And I think we all were fooled with this quarterback whisper and he could just plug and play whoever it is in there. No, I think that's been disproven in tenfold at this point. You can't just assume every quarterback is going to be equipped to run the scheme. So I don't know. I didn't get to hear the first part of the thing. I see what McCarthy's situation is with this concussion. When he gets out of the protocol, I assume when he's out, you put him back in.
What, would you do that? Because it appears he's out. I would also.
What's that?
I would also.
If he clears the protocol, Brad, you got to put him back in there. I mean, yes, that was an unfortunate situation for Brosmer to have to go in. Maybe the best defense in the NFL on the, you know, one, yep, of the toughest places to play. Two linemen out. Clearly not ideal, but I still go back to JJ at this point and just see if you can drip it down to the simplest form and try to get something positive going that way.
Well, let's and Chip Scoggins is with us. He's on the road. We can still hear him crystal clear. Good to have Chip on, as always. So let's talk about your star wide receiver. And he doesn't talk yesterday. I get it. I get on guys, and I know you do too, if it's a regular situation like Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards, it's like 15 times a year now, and too many people just chuckle about it. No, you're one of the faces of the league. Show up every damn time, not just after a 30-point game when you're laughing and cracking jokes. Jefferson pretty much every time shows up, and so if it's the rare, rare time, I'm not bothered by it. But I'll just use indefensible again, Chip. There's no justification of saying you're some offensive genius and you can't find a way to throw short routes to Justin Jefferson. Flip him the ball in the backfield. Run that screen they did when he was, you know, running in motion through the backfield. You have to get him the ball just on simple throws. It gives you a chance to win. It builds confidence for the quarterback. It builds rapport for them. And I'm sorry, if Zimmer was doing that, he would be getting crushed.
Well, sure. What was it, 4 targets yesterday, 2 catches,
yep,
2 yard, whatever it was?
Yep.
I agree. I mean, it's. I understand that you want to get him down the field because that's what he's good at. That's where he's at his best, right? Getting open down the field. But if you're missing by a mile, or your line can't hold up, or your quarterback just can't process to get that, then you have to try something else. You have to try to quick screens, slants, something quick hitting. Like you said, the tunnel throws. I mean, something different outside of what your framework and what you normally like to run to get the ball in his hands. Because, for one, it's going to give him some weakness. I mean, look at Jefferson's body. And I'm not, this is not a knock on him, but look at his body language the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, this is weighing on him how bad this is going and the fact that he's just not a part of the offense and there's nothing he can do about it because of the poor quarterback play. They've got to figure out a way to get the ball in his hands. I don't care if you line him up in the backfield.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch it to him.
Exactly.
I'm with you. Try something.
Yeah.
You know? And Jefferson's not talking yesterday. I've never seen that happen.
Yep.
So you got to give him grace and leeway and say he's just beyond frustrated at this point. So, but I would figure out a way to put the ball in his hands this week. If you're not going to be able to throw the ball down the field to him, you got to find a different way to do it.
It's been a while since the two of us have talked about the draft, but, you know, the last couple of years of Spielman, we talked about it constantly, and obviously with Kwesi and he lands with, you know, Addison, and we still have no idea about the quarterback. And the quarterback right now, the reviews are D minuses, but your guy Mark Craig always does an excellent job, points this out. The Vikings have four players on the roster who were drafted 3 to 5 years ago. One from the last year of Spielman, and then also the first few years of Kwesi. As an example, the Packers have 18 players and 12 starters from 21 to 23. The Lions have 13 players and 11 starters, and the Bears have 6 players and 5 starters. You can't miss draft after draft after draft, or you're chasing older free agents, and sometimes you get Grenard, Van Ginkel, and Cashman, and other times you get Hargrave and Allen, and then you're running back into the cap, right? You have 1 year when you have some freedom, and next year they're about $40 million over the cap, which is the third worst situation in the league, and they need a strong infusion of offensive talent next year.
Well, that's it. When you miss this many times on the draft, you can paper over it for a while in free agency, but it catches up to you. It absolutely catches, and it's caught up to him. And last year, Kwesi was darn near 1,000 batting average on his free agency. That's an anomaly. That's not going to happen year over year. And all of a sudden, you're left with an aging, expensive roster and no wave of young players coming from behind him. So they're going to have a real problem after this year getting this roster fixed, getting it where you have younger players on their first, maybe their second contracts coming along that are your core, that's your foundation of what you're building. What their foundation is now is free agent guys, older guys that are past either at their prime or past their prime that are expensive. And so this is where I think after season, the Wilfs are going to say, now, wait a second.
Yep.
We spent $300 million on this roster and on a plan that you sold us, and it obviously didn't materialize. What is going on with the draft, and why have we been so bad at drafting, and how are you going to fix it? I could see changes coming. I just could because
For sure. I think they're on
the draft.
I think they're inevitable. I mean, you can't go from 14 wins to the most money in the league to, let's say, 5 wins and just say, hey, status quo, let's try again.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and the drafting is a problem. I mean, it's just I don't know how you fix it, because if you stick with this regime, you're trusting they're going to start drafting correctly.
You attempt to fix it by a new regime, I think, is the heavy, heavy likelihood on the GM and personnel side, not on O'Connell. But O'Connell's obviously in a way different position now than he was a year ago. Let's come back. Let's talk Lane Kiffin. He's the biggest story in college football. It was very interesting to watch it play out. The Bloomington kid who Chip's covered many times before, and he was back in the news for everything good about him and everything bad about him. A little Lane Kiffin talk when we come back. You want me to talk Amber Scholl here?
That would be excellent.
It would be great. The roads have not been good. The snow has been a factor. The icy roads, although did we really need the snow emergencies in Minneapolis and St. Paul today?
Yes.
We really did?
Yeah, absolutely.
You think we did?
I trust the authorities.
Okay. You always believe them. I trust Amber when I reach out to teamscholl.com. And by the way, if I want to compare, I can compare, right? I have worked with this office with American Family for 35 years. But to say I've never looked around and compared prices, that is not correct. That's part of what I want you to do. If you're already with Amber Scholl, and I know we've had a lot of CCO listeners switch, thank you very much. American Family, TeamScholl.com. But let's say you're with a smaller company, a bigger company, you do a little bit of both. At minimum, reach out and check on your car insurance. Reach out on your home insurance. Maybe you have a cabin. Maybe you have something else, a snowmobile, you name it, where you need insurance. This is how Amber and the team at American Family can help you out. Do it today. TeamScholl.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're going on TV with the Kari Lake, like, glossing, just stop. I mean, what are you thinking? Honestly, just be you. Let's just try that. Lane Kiffin, the choice, what would you say, 98% of America wanted him to make was, I'm planting my flag here. Came here to Ole Miss 6 years ago. Look at what we have going. You took a chance on me, considering my past. You didn't have to. We're in the national championship tournament, and we might win this, and I'm staying here. In the end, he made the other decision. He made the decision where he has a better chance to win on a regular basis. I think anybody objectively would acknowledge that if you go to LSU with the incredible money, the incredible talent, the history, the commitment, that if you compare the two just on the years of comparison, there isn't one. The timing absolutely stinks. How these jobs pop up. You know this well. Saban made this point a couple weeks ago where if it's the NFL and it's assistant, either you got to wait until the Super Bowl's done or it's an off week. They don't have this. And, of course, the biggest thing that happens with Kiffin, as you well know, Chip, for writing about it many times, is the way he has departed these other jobs so he gets no leeway. How much, in your opinion, how much leeway should Kiffin get on how all of this played out?
Well, he can't help the college football calendar, which is it's set up for these kinds of messy divorces, because National Signing Day is Wednesday.
Right.
Schools want their coach in place so they can sign and get going on this, the transfer portal, as soon as possible. Well, We're not even into the conference championship games yet.
Right.
That's Saturday.
Yep.
And then you got the playoff.
Right. Weeks away.
The calendar just doesn't work for coaching changes. Now, where I think he was probably in fantasy land, where he thought the school should just let him keep coaching Ole Miss while he worked for another school and was putting together a recruiting class and doing all this and maybe going to, you know, well, not maybe take coaches with him, maybe take players with him.
Yeah.
That was not going to happen. Nor, if I was Ole Miss, I wouldn't allow that to happen.
No chance.
You're either here or not. Right?
No way.
If you want to go somewhere, you're going somewhere else.
Let alone a rival.
The same conference. So the fact that he was wanting to do both was ridiculous to me. That's where I think he, you know, if he tried to strong arm them or play himself off like, can you believe they're not letting me do this type thing? No. I mean, you're taking another job, then you got to go. So, but the calendar, he can't help the calendar, and it was bound to be messy. I've seen people say this is opening, a door for this, you know, to happen more and more. I don't know that it is. I mean, it's going to take, you know, how many coaches are in a situation where their team's in the playoffs and they're going for a job that's, quote-unquote, a better job, or you're going to leave just to take another job. I don't think it's going to happen that often.
Or have that type of leverage that he has right now.
Exactly, yeah. So I think it's kind of an outlier, but it clearly shows flaws in the sport,
mm-hmm.
and it shows just how schools don't care. Like, there's like the general assumption is like, okay, you're playing for a national title, good, we need to hire you. Come over here. We need a coach. You would never see this happen. I thought Rick Pitino made a good point. Like, imagine if that happened in basketball. I'm a number one seed going to the tournament, and then I just leave and go take another job. You're not going to see that.
Well, no. It did, though, the whole Schembechler Michigan man, right? When Frieder's leaving to go to an institution that I know you believe is the finest academic institution in America, my school, and Frieder wanted to stay. And Bo said,
nope.
We're going to have a Michigan man. And guess what happened? Steve Fisher led him to a national championship. But that hasn't happened since, right?
Yeah, hasn't happened since. So, I mean, I guess, that's a good example. But I just think it's I wonder if it will spark some conversation about changing the football calendar. I don't know what that would look like. Moving games up, moving portal days, moving National Signing Day, or do they not say we're not going to overreact because of this case and this is going to be an outlier, they think. But I don't know that Lane, he probably already was a villain to a lot of people. I don't know that he helped his case.
He did not come out looking good. So let me ask you this. As somebody who has loved college football your entire life, he's 50. He's very good at what he does. Is he in that upper level? I don't know. We're probably about to find out. If you were advising him, and it's just for professional purposes, okay, do you stay at Ole Miss and say, look what I've done already in this portal era and with my skill set and the fact that seemingly he turns a quarterback into okay, into great every year? Do you tell him, stay there in Mississippi, or do you go to a place where you can get as much talent as anybody in the country?
I don't know. Have you seen what he made at Ole Miss? I know he's making 13 at LSU,
yeah.
$13 million a year.
I thought I saw something like 7 to 8 or something like that. So
if you're telling me I'm making $5 more million a year, Chad, and you're going to a place with a lot more resources, a lot better chance, I'd probably go. It'd also be like, hey, something else will come along. But how many times is the program of LSU's factor going to come around? I don't know. But if you tell me I'm going to make a $5 million pay raise, even though, rich, you know, the old how much thing for happiness, It would be hard, to be honest.
It turns out he's going to boost it $4 million. That's what I'm seeing. So it was a little bit closer to 8.5 to 9. But yeah, I get it because he created this situation, the tarmac, Tennessee, Saban firing him with the before the national championship game. But if I'm advising him, and it's not his alma mater, and it's not, and he's probably going to wants to coach 15 more years, and says, where do I have the best chance to win and still create a hell of a legacy there? I go to LSU. I do.
Yeah, and I don't – with Lane, I don't think he really cares about a public opinion, to be honest
with
you. And
which I kind of like.
I got to know him a little bit. Yeah, I got to know him a little bit during the coaching search here when he was up for it with Brewster, to the point when he actually got hired by the Raiders. He let me call him that night, and the Los Angeles media were quoting me from
yeah.
I've always appreciated his willingness to not care.
Yeah,
what people and the tweet stuff and.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's tough. I would have a hard time turning this down too, Chad. If I'm being honest, I would.
I think the ghost of my father just visited you briefly there when you were talking about it.
That was very Sid like.
That was very Sid like, and we both were chuckling about it because we both realized what was happening.
Yeah,
right there.
It was very Sid like.
All right, drive safe. Did you enjoy your green bean casserole last week?
I did. It was outstanding.
Oh.
Had a great Thanksgiving. So I was thinking about you two knuckleheads when I was eating my green bean
shaking
casserole.
Our heads right now.
You guys, you're missing the boat, man.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
See you, bro.
The green bean casserole defender, Chip Scoggins, right here on CCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.